All right, so we're having our school health advisory council meeting of October the 13th at 4 p.m. Nice wet afternoon. All right, so this meeting's called to order. So in attendance, we have Crystal Geeslin, Cheryl Scavazza, Tammy Hayes, Lacey Ragsdale, and Dane Hoover. All right, so the minutes from last meetings, anybody have any questions over those?
No.
All right, need a motion to accept?
Make a motion to accept the meetings, minutes from the last meeting.
I second the motion.
So motion by Cheryl Scavazza, second by Tammy Hayes, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. All right, reports. Family community involvement, working on a couple of different things. We've usually by now we've had an open house. Mrs. Blanton's supposed to be talking to Mr. Gomez about trying to cover some of that, the Title IX and stuff through our fall festival. Other options, looking at the calendar, there was no Monday that we could do an open house without losing people to volleyball. Health services this year, we're providing the meals for students. Health services. We still have state-provided PPE for staff and students that would like to have that. We still have the hand sanitizers out. So still encouraging students to wash hands, sanitize. Water fountains are not on. We'll see come Christmas how we are. Cases are really coming down right now, so hopefully that trend will continue. We won't get another variant or another spike in the cases, and we'll reevaluate at Christmas whether to turn the water fountains on. Miss Ragsdale, do you have anything on the counseling side for the high school? Nope. Okay. Miss Hayes?
No.
Okay. Nutrition services. We are providing free meals for all students this school year. The school will get reimbursed for all meals. Physical education. We had a change. Coach Grieben is now the PE teacher for grades K through 6. Students in 7 through 12 are taught by rotating coaches depending on the season. So whoever's not the head coach or a main assistant coach is covering the PE class. And when we get to basketball, that will rotate. Our healthy school environment, we're following all CDC and health authority guidelines for COVID-19, minus not requiring the face coverings because our governor said schools cannot mandate that. So we have not had a major spread within the school year. We're actually at 14 cases, staff and students, since August the 18th. They've really come down. A lot of the cases we had were close contact from home. Thank goodness we didn't have a spread within the school district. House Bill 1525 has some of the new guidelines as far as what this committee has to do. One of them is now the recordings and just being more transparent, which we've already, it's on the website. We put our minutes on the website, the agenda on the website. So those things have already been taking place. Following the Roberts Rules of Order, we already do those. Does anybody have anything they would like to discuss at this time? Or any actions that you would like for us to consider to take to the school board?
No.
No? Okay. There's nothing to take action on at this time. I just need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion made by Tammy Hayes, second by Cheryl Scavazza. This meeting is adjourned.
Yes.